Well, let's check local sports. Some high school basketball last night. The Cam Cougars boys hoops team was able to avenge a loss suffered early in the season as they knocked off Peyton Sherdan 59-41 last night at home. Cougars used a 14-6 third quarter to build a lead that they would not relinquish down the stretch. Cam led much of the first half before the Rockets rallied to take a lead late in the second quarter. The Cougars responded with a three-pointer by Austin Chester and a steal and a hoop from Thomas Hensley to take back the lead at 30-27 at halftime. The Cougars never trailed the rest of the way. Cougar head coach Nick Hodges says it was great to get a win over a team they felt they let one slip away against earlier in the season. Defense seemed to spark the offense for the Cougars, and Coach Hodges said he was pleased with how his team played defensively in the second half.
That's the big thing I always talk about with the boys is when we play good defense, our offense starts clicking, and we are a team that likes to run and get up and down the court, and that second half especially, I think we gave up 6 in the third quarter and 8 in the fourth. You know, only giving up 14 points at half, you're going to win some ball games.
Austin Chester hit a three in each quarter of the game on his way to a team-high 16 points. Nick Holstey and Thomas Hensley dropped in 15 each to help Cam improve to 12-5. Coach Hodges praised the play of Chester recently to help his team win.
Austin's not afraid of the moment by any means. He's been coming on strong ever since Christmas break. He's had a phenomenal second half of the season. He's been stroking the ball, and tonight was no different. You know, he stepped up at times and not afraid to take that shot, and even got inside a little bit here and got a couple two-pointers as well, but he's playing very, very well.
Cougars are home again tonight. They'll face off against Boyer Valley. Also in boys' hoops last night, another Rolling Valley Conference matchup saw Xyra EHK down Coon Rapids Bayard 54-47. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Kemper Catholic beat Fremont Mills 81-65, Mount Air over Clarinda 54-48. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Tri-Center topping Audubon 59-57. In the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley beat Lenox 60-56. Also, ACGC beat Madrid 56-50 in action last night. In girls' hoops, the Cam Cougars girls' team pulled away from the Peyton Sherdan Rockets in the second half to win 55-25 in Oneida last night. It was a slow, methodical pace of play for most of the game as the Cougars were up 25-12 at the half. Cam then outscored the Rockets 15-6 in the third quarter to push their lead to 22 as Cam forced Peyton Sherdan to 21 turnovers on the night. Madison Gettler had a big night for the Cougars with 20 points, helping them improve to 13-5 now on the season as the Cougars will play at home against Boyer Valley tonight. Also in girls' hoops last night from the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Xyra EHK beating Coon Rapids Bayard 68-41. In the Hawkeye 10, Mount Air over Clarinda, 73-24. In the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center beat Audubon, 45-36. Also in the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley girls beat Lenox, 62-35 last night. Well, the AP boys basketball ratings this week out. In Class 4A, Iowa City West is number 1. Dubuque Senior, Sioux City East are 2-3. Waukee is 4. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln also number 4. They're tied with Waukee this week in the balloting. Class 3A, Waverly, Shellrock, Pella, and West Delaware, the top 3 rated teams. In Class 2A, it's Western Christian number 1. Kemper Catholic again number 2 this week. Western Dubuque is ranked 3rd. Van Meter 4th this week. And in Class 1A, it's North Lynn number 1 with St. Mary's of Remsen and Grandview Christian 2-3. Arweva in at number 7 in this week's poll. High school wrestling last night, the Council Bluffs City Duels saw Lewis Central win the city title as they beat St. Albert 68-6. Lewis Central over also defeated Abraham Lincoln by a final of 58-12, and it was Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 41-33. TJ beat Abraham Lincoln 55-14. Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 66-15, and Abe Lincoln beat St. Albert 54-24 last night. In men's college hoops last evening, number 21 Duke Blue Devils posted back-to-back wins for the first time since early January as Duke defeated 20th-ranked Notre Dame 84-74. Grayson Allen had 21 points, Jason Tatum 19 points and 14 rebounds. Also, for the second time in school history, Gonzaga is the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 men's basketball poll as the Bulldogs replace Villanova, which lost to Marquette last week. Gonzaga takes over the top spot with an unblemished mark at 22-0. The Bulldogs received 46 first-place votes to 6 for second-ranked Baylor, 9 for third-ranked Kansas, and 4 for number 4 Villanova. The Zags are the 5th school to reach the number 1 ranking this season, following Duke, Kentucky, Villanova, and Baylor. Rounding out the top 5 this week is Arizona. The second 5, Louisville, West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, Wisconsin, and UCLA. With Peter Jok struggling with a back injury, the Iowa Hawkeyes could use consistent production from sophomore Brady Ellingson. With Jok on the sidelines Saturday, Ellingson scored 17 points, including 5 of 7 from three-point range in a win over Ohio State.
You know, the thing that will happen to him as we move forward is teams are going to get up and guard him, but that's what they've been doing. And the thing about him is, he curl cuts and he passes the ball and he finds people, he moves the ball. But I think in terms of his aggressiveness to look for his shot and recognize that he has that capability every night to impact the game that way moving forward, I think it was a big step for him and for us.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are at Rutgers tonight and are still in search of their first road victory of the season.
I just think, we certainly played better in the last game. I think we have had some experiences on the road that we can learn from. I just expect it to be better.
Rutgers is 1-8 in the Big Ten, but McCaffrey says the Scarlet Knights are making progress under first-year coach Steve Peichel. They've been especially good on the defensive side. Iowa's 4-5 of the Big Ten coming into tonight's game. We'll have it for you live. A little earlier start time, pregame 5 o'clock, tip time set for 6 o'clock this evening from New Jersey. And we'll have it for you live this evening here on the radio. With Gonzaga's move to the top of the Associated Press poll, Iowa State has now played 3 games against top-ranked teams this year. The Zags handed the Cyclones their first loss, 73-71, in the championship of the Advocare Invitational in Orlando back in November.
We're playing one of the toughest schedules in the country. The thing it tells you is that when we play the right way, and we're consistent with our effort defensively to where we can play in transition, and we're not just walking it up, that we can be very, very good.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones are 13-7 overall and host 7th-ranked West Virginia tonight.
We got a great opportunity. Obviously, they're very good. Whether you play them neutral, home, road, they're very good. They're very tough. They do what they do. And so we've got to be very good, and I'm expecting us to play really well.
Prohm says the Cyclones will need to handle a variety of presses, and they have to limit their mistakes and rebound well.
You got to take care of the ball. You can't let them dominate you on the glass. And then you got to keep them off the free throw line. You got to try to get to the free throw line.
The winner of that game will grab sole possession of 3rd in the Big 12 race. Both teams are 5-3 in conference play entering tonight's matchup. Kansas forward Carlton Bragg has been charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and remains suspended indefinitely from the 3rd-ranked Jayhawks. A Lawrence court official confirmed that Bragg was given a notice to appear in court after police said they found 2 glass smoking devices with residue inside. That paraphernalia was found last month while university police were investigating a reported rape at McCarthy Hall, which houses the basketball team on campus. A drug case is not related to the alleged rape case at the housing complex. Well, the government has told the U.S. Olympic Committee that the travel ban put in place over the weekend by President Donald Trump shouldn't impact athletes traveling to the U.S. for international events. USOC leaders said the government told them it would work to ensure athletes from all countries would have expedited access to the United States for international competitions. A World Cup archery event scheduled for Las Vegas on February 10th. Iran, one of the 7 countries listed on the ban, fielded an archery team at last year's Olympics, though its status for World Cup is not known. The U.S. wrestling team travels to Iran next month for a World Cup event, and the head of the federation said plans are still in place for that trip. Well, Super Bowl week began with media night as both the Patriots and Falcons get ready to meet for the NFL title Sunday in Houston. Both teams are in the Super Bowl city for the week-long countdown to Super Bowl 51. A man traipsing around Monday's Super Bowl opening night in a full-length gown, declaring himself the Empress of Austria Elizabeth I, was the most outlandish and ridiculous character. The event, which is the first availability with the teams during the Super Bowl week, was held at Minute Maid Park, where the Houston Astros play. While media mingled with players on the field, over 10,000 fans filled the stands to get a glimpse of the players. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Mohamed Sanu wants no part of talking about his religious beliefs as he prepares for his first Super Bowl appearance. Sanu, a practicing Muslim, said at Monday's opening night that though President Donald Trump's executive order banning immigration for 7 majority Muslim countries was a very tough situation and hard for me to talk about right now, he said he prayed the country would and the world would unite as one. He said he's trying to place his focus on football instead. Sanu said his mother is traveling to the game from Sierra Leone, which is not one of the countries affected by that executive order. Casino mogul Sheldon Adelson has pulled out of a plan to build a $1.9 billion domed stadium for the NFL's Oakland Raiders to move to Las Vegas. In a terse statement, Adelson declared that he had been excluded from talks before the team sent a lease proposal last week to the public board that will own the 65,000-seat stadium. Adelson had pledged $650 million and the Raiders $500 million, with the stadium authority putting up $750 million in Las Vegas tax revenues. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval's office says the proposal now is for the Raiders to invest $1.15 billion and accept operating responsibilities. The Raiders had no immediate comments. Major League Baseball has ordered the St. Louis Cardinals to forfeit their top two picks in this year's amateur draft and pay Houston $2 million as compensation for hacking the Astros' email system and scouting database. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred banned former St. Louis scouting executive Christopher Correa for life on Monday and stripped the Cardinals of the 56th and 75th draft choices in June. They have to pay the Astros the money within 30 days. Correa pleaded guilty to five counts of unauthorized access of a protected computer from 2013 to at least 2014, and last July was sentenced by a federal judge to 46 months in prison in order to pay the Astros nearly $280,000 in restitution. Also in baseball, the Royals and designated hitter Brandon Moss agreed to a $12 million two-year contract to provide some power to the KC lineup. Moss hit just .225 in 128 games for the St. Louis Cardinals last season, but his average was pretty bad down the stretch. He's expected to get a chance to pass a physical before that deal becomes official. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.